At the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau annual meeting, I'm visiting with Deb Cassarella. And Deb, you were on a panel here on big data, a term that means a lot of things, different things to different people, but has a real, not to say impact, but a real use and maybe growing use here for the crop insurance industry. What was it that you wanted folks to take away from your comments and in regards to what the opportunities or the challenges are with this?
Data is available. It is accurate, more accurate than the data that's available to administer the program today.
Now, people may not know AgWorks, but tell us just first of all what you all do, because it is so key to this whole issue.
We take data from the tractor or the combine or a farm management system and tie it to a crop insurance policy and the land, the common land units, to allow a crop insurance agent or a producer to have an accurate acreage report for USDA program participation.
How would you describe the current adoption or use of that, like your software for this purpose right now?
I would say we're in the early stage of using the data. So we'll go through a few years where there's not much use, and then the belief is it'll skyrocket, similar to the adoption of remote steering or auto steering in tractors. So people are going to understand that it's accurate, it's auditable, it can stand up in a compliance review, and they're going to want to use the data that's collected on the farm anyway.
Yes, we heard from several people, one with RMA, Risk Management Agency, and I was confused at first when he showed us a blank screen, but okay. then we saw how the map started to keep showing up there. But they are obviously taking a very close look at what this can mean for them as an agency and for the programs that we have in place for crop insurance. So he talked about, you know, things about the accuracy, I think like the potential of how that accuracy can really have an impact on, you know, the programs they're offering. This, on their side, do you see it even more in the early stage than out with the farmers themselves, or kind of are they both kind of on par right now?
No, I would put the farmers, the farm technology, the technology used on the farm, ahead of where the USDA is. RMA has just moved to geospatial data and systems in the last few years. FSA is just getting to the point where they have to have better geospatial systems. So once you can tie data directly to a piece of land, I think a lot of things will change, because a lot more information will be available to set the policies and administer the program.
It was said here, and it's been said at every big data panel I've listened to for the last couple of years, about concerns for privacy, who owns the data. I think farmers at least believe, for the most part, I know companies tell them, they own their data. But if you're going to put that data into not only either a cloud-based system or perhaps into reports like this, there still are concerns about what might happen. And it kind of struck me listening to the guy from RMA talking about the requests they get for crop data and this kind of data they're getting. They want, I guess they've got a pilot program or something to at least allow some sort of public aggregation, but doesn't show individual farmer data.
Right.
Is that really something that farmers should be concerned about when we start looking at, they're releasing data, but mine's in there somewhere?
Yeah, I would say there's less of a risk with the government releasing a specific grower's data for public use than there is industry, because there are a lot of things that are currently free in the ag industry, as long as the farmer signs over their data. So I'd be more concerned with who they're giving their data to and what free means, than I would using the data to participate in a government program, because everybody in the line, along the line, starting from us up to the RMA or the USDA, they have to follow a certain set of rules. So we can get the data. We only share with the USDA what the USDA requires. We can't use that data for any other purpose, just based on our role in the program. So if somebody is giving a farmer a free acreage report, it's likely that they're using the farmer's data, or they're using a free acreage report as a way to get the rest of the data. And it's that I would say farmers should be more concerned with, or they should understand. They may choose to do it anyway, but understand.
Now, with your system or software, because we have so many different manufacturers of hardware and, of course, software providers now, it just seems like the last couple of years we've seen a big boom in this. Is yours able to work with a wide variety of those at this point?
Yeah, in the ag industry, we're basically colorblind. So if there's a new format that comes out, we'll do everything we can to make sure that it works within our system. We want a farmer to be able to use green equipment for their planting and red equipment for their harvest and be able to tie their planting data with their production data, regardless of the manufacturer or the software that went through it.
Anything else as you look ahead, just even from your company standpoint? We heard drones mentioned a lot, of course, today. But what do you see as kind of like some of the things you're looking forward to, or what we should be looking or seeing as we go into this new year?
I would expect to see more claims or more compliance alerts types of things. So the more sets of data that somebody gets and can aggregate them together, the easier it's going to be to analyze and alert specific states, counties, crops, producers, fields, much more ability to audit the programs. So that's where I would expect the investment and the focus to be longer term is in that auditing and identifying potential fraud, waste, and abuse.
Well, it certainly, on the farmer side, in working with the compliance side and in these programs, directly affects their bottom line. Mm-hmm. So very important to them. Yep. Well, thank you very much, Deb, for visiting with me here. We are at the wind down of the CURB annual meeting taking place in Bonita Springs, Florida. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.